Emily Sinclair's hands clutched the steering wheel as she guided her "How could you give out on me now?" convertible to the side of the road. With a last ominous blunk and splutter, the car gave up the ghost. She switched off the engine, waited a few seconds, and then turned the key again. Nothing. Not surprising, as if anything glug-glugging like an octogenarian trying to cough up a lung was going to restart with so little effort. A cranky yowl went up from the passenger seat. Emily glanced over at the pet carrier and sent the fat Persian inside a confident smile. "Don't worry, Wordsworth. This is why modern man invented cell phones." She fished her phone out of her purse. A blank screen stared back at her. Pressing more buttons did nothing. Dead, dead as her car. With a sound of disgust, Emily tossed the useless phone aside and stared out the windshield at the deserted country road in front of her. The very deserted country road that stretched around a sparkling blue lake and disappeared into the back of beyond. The kind of road featured in all the best horror stories. Emily's mind conjured up every one, along with the opening line in the newspaper article. Once famous children's author found mangled to death. Quest to locate her lost imagination and revive faded career ends in disaster, as her mother predicted. Muttering an oath, Emily climbed out of the car and slammed the door as hard as she could. What a fix! And ironic! There were rules about writing, not grammar rules, like where to put commas or when to use a semicolon. No, the unofficial rules for fiction writing. Chief among them is that an author should never start a novel with a character driving or thinking. No, readers wanted action right off the top, and the car could never break down. In college, Emily had written a short story where the heroine's car stalled in a typical "these people will murder you in your sleep" town. Emily's professor had written "cliché" in bold red pen across the page. Not satisfied, she'd added "boring cliché," underlining the "boring" with three thick red lines. The critique had stung. The fact that it had come courtesy of Professor Vanessa Sinclair, Emily's mother, had been like ripping off an old bandage. Emily was breaking all three cardinal rules of writing at once, though technically the driving rule didn't apply. Same for the sitting rule. She was thinking, though. Thinking her entire life had become a cliché, so what did it matter if she broke her mother's precious writing rules? She was a one-hit writing wonder, a flash in the pan, a big-haired 80s rock band that had scored one giant hit and then disappeared into the oblivion of those nostalgic "Where Are They Now?" music specials. Emily sighed. If one had to break down somewhere, one could do worse. What had the sign said back there? Covington something, Georgia. Muted afternoon sun shimmered off the surface of the lake. She lifted a hand to ward off the eye-watering glare and focused on the water. In her previous life, the golden flecks of sunlight reflecting off its surface would have transformed into a million different kinds of fantastical creatures. Or maybe something nightmarish would charge out of that bank of oak trees across the lake. Unfortunately, Emily was stuck in her real life, and her imagination was on the fritz. Well, at least she wouldn't die of water deprivation while she waited to be rescued. Speaking of rescue, a car had appeared, winding around the curve of the lake. A big old country truck calling to mind hoedowns and hayrides. A big old rusty truck, Emily realized as it drew closer. Burnt red growth spread across the hood like a marauding band of Vikings overtaking a defenseless village. She imagined rust was the only thing holding the vehicle together. The truck slowed, and Emily tensed, torn between elation at being found and wariness regarding exactly who might be behind the wheel of the ancient rattle-trap. The glare off the windshield made it impossible to see inside the cab, however. The tires veered off to the side of the road and stopped, sending up a cloud of dust. Emily waved her hand, choking on the airborne dirt. Her mouth felt dry, as if she had licked the ground. The door opened. Work boots emerged, brown and roughed up and covered in paint. A man stepped out, and Emily steadied her hands against the car to keep from falling over.